future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London. So let's get down to business. Today's Friday, the 16th of February, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,130. That's up 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $941. That's up 1% as well. Bitcoin Cash is currently trading at $1,507, which is up 9%. And NEO is trading at $129, which is up 5% in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin's dominance is 35.4% of the current market cap, which is $482 billion. Woohoo! Slowly rising there. I wanted to speak about as well the current market cap and also the volumes that have been happening. So we've been seeing a lot of movement for any new listeners or for any experienced crypto traders out there. The last 2 weeks have been extremely volatile, to say the least. So to kick it off, let's start on the kind of the 14th of February. We had the market at 416 billion. We went to a high of 475. We dropped back down to 458 billion before climbing back up to 484, which was the high in the last 24 hours of the market cap of the crypto space. So what we're seeing now is momentum picking back up. We're seeing money coming back into the space. I mean, the real killing and the real opportunity was when myself and Shane were making picks when the market was trading at like 350 billion. And we spoke about buying Quantstamp, NEO, Bitcoin, Ethereum at those lower levels. I mean, if you had done that, you'd be doing okay and you'd have a smile on your face at this current point in time. But for those people that took their capital out of the market at the high and were waiting for something to happen, such as a correction like what happened, you must be very happy as well because you can get in at lower rates as well. So the volumes are of great interest. So in the last 24 hours, we've seen the global volume in the crypto space steadily increase, which is what you'd expect from seeing the market cap going up. Well, what does this mean? So what this means is more money is coming back into the space. More people are buying into items, selling out, buying in. There's more momentum in the space, which has put the volumes higher, which in turn puts the market cap higher as well because we're seeing new money come into the market. Now, when to be worried is when you see the market cap coming down and the volumes increasing twofold, right? Because everyone's trading out of their positions, hence why the market cap is coming down. So these are all very positive signs that we're seeing the volumes increasing, we're seeing the market cap increase as well. That means we're seeing new capital come into the space, which is great to see. And these are the kind of signs that we're looking for as crypto traders. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Find the crypto news stories from around the world.
From Gibraltar to Australia, how countries approach ICOs. Great story, giving you a bit of insight to what countries are thinking and their trail of their thought chain and how what their reaction is to ICOs around the world. So let's jump in. With blockchain came Bitcoin, which spawned Ethereum. This led to few other major coins either forking off or being born anew into the crypto space. As this ecosystem has grown, however, there has been a boom in cryptocurrencies being created, the ICO boom. As more and more companies participate in ICOs as fundraising tool and draw even more interest from individuals and investors, governments and regulators have started taking notice. The issue is these unregulated investment opportunities are basically created with no safeguards for investors. They are mostly set out as promises in a white paper to solve a particular issue with the power of blockchain. However, holding these or them to those promises has not always worked out too well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you kind of a quick overview of different countries' ICO regulation approaches by countries. So China, to kick things off, one of the most high-profile regulations, and this time in a negative manner, of ICOs was the way in which China dealt with these fundraising methods. The Chinese government proclaimed a blanket ban on ICOs last year, which played its part in dipping the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The ban was implemented by the People's Bank of China and was aimed at all businesses and individuals. It was so extreme. All of those who had finished their funding cycles were ordered to repay the funds. South Korea. So the second one. While there were rumors about a cryptocurrency ban in another major Asian hub of cryptocurrency, the South Koreans have officially banned ICOs. The South Korean Financial Services Commission explained the decision by saying they were aiming to protect investors from the growing risk of scams and ICO frauds. Russia is another country that has taken a hardline approach to both cryptocurrencies and ICOs. In regards to the regulation of the latter, it is still not finalized and complete, but there has been a number of orders set out by the Kremlin. These orders affected things like altcoins, altcoin registrations, taxations, as well as application of securities law. But the true regulatory laws are set to follow this March, which is also interesting because Russia are looking to create their own cryptocurrency. So very interesting viewpoints there. Australia, so that's the fourth one. As one of the first nations to institute true ICO regulations, Australia made sure they were covered in keeping ICOs in line and protecting their citizens. The Australian regulators reacted at the end of September as their Australian Securities and Investment Commission laid out the rules. The approach of the Australians is to set out a clear guideline of how to operate within Australia's regulatory framework while encouraging innovation and the development of new financial business models. Ultimately, it is a positive framework for ICOs, but holds them in line with the existing legislative framework in order to protect citizens against scams and fraudulent ICOs. Gibraltar, the small UK territory off the coast of Spain, has been one of the latest countries to draw its own ICO regulation. Gibraltar government and its Financial Service Commission, the GFSC, are developing their draft law aiming to regulate the promotion, sale and distribution of digital tokens. One of the key concepts of this draft regulation will be a new idea that will see the introduction of the new concept of authorized sponsors, who are supposed to be responsible and ensure compliance with disclosure and financial crime rules. The US, because of the size of the US, the US cryptocurrency market and the growth of ICOs in the country, there has been a need for rather swift and stern regulation from the government, and especially the SEC. However, just like, there are different approaches in different countries, each state also has different ways in which they handle ICOs. The SEC as a federal agency does not, however, hold a view that ICOs can be considered securities, which is very interesting. To this end, there is no ban or blanket blackout, but ICOs are expected to be registered and licensed with the SEC if they're able to sell these assumed securities. Recently, in a discussion at the Senate, the SEC hinted at further and tougher ICO regulations. The chairman of the SEC, Jay Clayton, noted that every ICO token the SEC has seen thus far is considered a security to himself. So let's jump in to, what should we jump into? The UK. The UK allows basically the operation of ICOs, but expects them to regulate themselves to the existing financial laws and regulations. On top of that, there have been some stern warning. The Financial Conduct Authority warned that ICOs are unregulated and potentially fraudulent. While investors may be provided with unbalanced, incomplete or misleading documents by the ICO issuer, the Financial Times reported. So, Japan took one of the biggest steps in legitimizing Bitcoin when it declared it was a legal tender. However, in regards to ICOs, Japan has not taken many major steps towards controlling or regulating it. Japan has taken a wait-and-see approach to the ICO market with their statement and investor warning. The Financial Services Agency has also admitted that they are looking to international trends on this regulation and to see what happens. Interesting, they're looking to follow everyone else. Let me know your thoughts on this story. Let's jump on to the next one. Vitalik Buterin to advise new Ethereum community fund sponsoring Ethereum infrastructure. Great story, so let's jump into the detail. Several large Ethereum-based projects have come together to create the Ethereum Community Fund, EFC, a vehicle to connect and fund the growth of Ethereum. According to the EFC website, that is, the founding members of the EFC are Omezgo, Cosmos, Golem, Maker, Global Brain Blockchain Labs, and Raiden. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin, Ethereum Foundation Executive Director Ayoko Mishiongo, and Omezgo Managing Director Vansa Shengev will join the project as advisors, according to the founder of Omezgo on a Medium article. The beginning basics of the EFC is the Infrastructure Grant Program, which the website describes as a permanent financial endowment to support and aid projects in building crucial open source infrastructure, tooling, and applications. So the EFC is not the first Ethereum-based global initiative created to develop Ethereum's infrastructure. The Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, the EEA, launched in February 2017 and is the world's largest open source blockchain initiative. It is currently partnered with more than 200 organizations, including big financial institutions like JP Morgan, Santander, and MasterCard. The nonprofit's aim is to bring privacy, scalability, and security to developing Ether and the Ethereum blockchain. We love it. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's jump on to the next one. Wallet Mars. My Ether wallet developer goes solo to launch My Crypto. Great story. Let's jump in. Popular Ethereum wallet interface, My Ether wallet, or known as Mew, M-E-W, has released an unexpected alternative product, MyCrypto.com. One of Mew's original developers announced in a blog post February 9th, Mew has become one of the most popular Ethereum and ERC-20 token storage management tools over the past year, and will continue to exist along with a new project, which has an almost identical interface. In the blog post, one of Mew's original developers, Taylor Monhauen, gave a brief history of the project and the impetus behind her creating MyCrypto, while remaining silent on relations between herself and her fellow co-developer of Mew, known as Kunivu. MyEtherWallet LLC has been backed at early stages and has passed expectations of growth. MyCrypto is designed with next-level scaling in mind from the beginning. Monan explained in the post, adding she had spent 9 months assembling a team to oversee all operations. She also added, Kunivu remains in control of the MEW GitHub repository and the domain, the AWS instances, and the My for Wallet social media accounts. Mew's structure has allowed it to avoid the common pitfalls true wallet providers have struggled with increasingly as cryptocurrency has gained value and an influx of new users. So let me know your thoughts. I mean, that's a really interesting story there that the co-developer left to start her own wallet. So we'll be definitely following that story as it develops. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Charlie Lee, and you can go follow him at Satoshi Light. And here's the tweet. Bitcoin core developers have caused Bitcoin to be too expensive for the average person. For years, Bitcoin price was reasonable. But then Blockstream Core forced SegWit on us and sabotaged SegWit2x and caused Bitcoin to be too expensive. Thanks to 1 megabyte blocks, price is back to sane levels. Great tweet. Charlie Lee has great expertise in the space, as everyone knows, so we salute him. John Trapscott has got the second tweet, and you can go follow him at DTAPS. So here's the tweet. The GPU shortage created by cryptocurrency mining is apparently making it harder to listen to extraterrestrial life. Perhaps there's life on the moon. Great tweet. We salute them both. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
Okay, so here's the situation. On the 27th of February this month, SVK Crypto will be holding an event at WeWork Bishopsgate in London. Now, myself and Shane Kehoe, the CEO of SVK Crypto, will be doing an informal meetup or slash kind of networking type event, but SVK style, so it'll be super cool. And basically, this is for those looking to further their knowledge and meet like-minded SVK crypto crowd enthusiasts. So we'll be focusing on the following topics. So our current crypto market overview, ICOs, the ever-changing ICO market conditions, tools that you may need, the do's and don'ts of the ICO process, and five current ICO projects that SVK Crypto are reviewing. So come along. You'll hear myself and Shane speak. You can meet us, grab a beer. We've got free beer. But what I think is most important, it's going to be really laid back and it's going to be a Q&A style event, right? So any questions that you have regarding the space, regarding us, regarding new projects, how to view them, the way to look at them, I don't know, like any questions you have and you want answered, come down, come hang out with the SVK Crypto crew. You'll meet the crypto crowd, become a crowd member, and come hang with us. It's a free event. It's on the 27th of February, and I thought I'd let everyone out there know. Now, if you've got any questions, please feel free to join our Telegram. And the way to join that is typing in Telegram, SVK Crowd, one word. Boom, sign up. You can become a crowd member. The second way is to just email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. And also remember to follow us on Twitter, at svk_crypto. With that in mind, have a fantastic evening. We've been so busy this week and I've been managing to produce the podcast, but we've got big things coming up in the next couple of weeks, which we're excited to let you guys know about. So have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back Monday. I look forward to speaking then.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.